from KQED.
Murrieta, north of San Diego, has become an unexpected flashpoint over illegal immigration. Earlier this week, protesters in Murrieta blocked a convoy of buses carrying immigrants from overcrowded facilities in South Texas to a U.S. border office here. But more immigrants are on their way, and at a town hall meeting last night, hundreds of residents vowed to keep pushing them back. The California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has details.
Immigration officials plan to send nearly 300 illegal immigrants, many of them young children, to the Murrieta Border Patrol Station every week for processing. But Immigration and Customs Enforcement Field Officer David Jennings says without showers, beds, or dining facilities, the station is not equipped to hold people for extended periods.
And right now, when you have a non-criminal mother and some kids, they're going to get released. So what our job is here is to do it in a way that is least rough and most humane. Find where they're going and help them get there.
So most will likely be released with instructions to return at a later date for deportation proceedings. But Murrieta residents like Karen Fizzini worry there'll be a surge of undocumented immigrants skipping those court dates and disappearing into the community.
They have no direction. They have no place to stay. Are we going to find them on the streets? Who gave them their orders to send these people into the community?
Then let them answer the question, please.
The immigrants are among thousands of Central Americans who've overwhelmed border facilities in the Southwest. It's believed the exodus is being fueled by drug violence and rumors that children will be granted amnesty when they surrender to U.S. border agents.
Just provide care for the kids.
Provide care for the kids, you know, help them through this transition, and then if you have to deport them back, they get deported. Again.
Myrna Ariza and her daughter Lisa were among those speaking out on behalf of the immigrants.
You know, my parents came here illegally. You know, they really came because of opportunity. And
I think they just want to live the American dream just as much as we did, you know?
A host of nonprofit groups and churches across the region are stepping forward to offer legal aid, food, and shelter. Another convoy of immigrants is scheduled to arrive at the U.S. Border Patrol Station in Murrieta on the 4th of July. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Murrieta.